Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanji Vogamia Kulunkwanyoka. And we continue the conversation, man. So we continue the conversation moving from topic to agenda and staying close to our goal and our vision of facilitating a knowledgeable economy, of enabling me and you to have access to certain conversation that empower us, that remind us, that motivate us, that make us curious, and for others that make us angry, that pisses us off. And I think that is the aim. We don't come here every day thinking that what we are going to say or our analysis are going to be the most positive and the most negative or the most entertaining or informing. But as we say that we are literally walking on a path which has not been done. We are literally charting a new path into a forest which was never actually being utilized at the highest level. We don't talk so frankly about economic matters, about the impact of our policies, about entrepreneurship, about the risk involved in entrepreneurship and in business. You know, we don't talk so comfortably about running a business. We don't talk so comfortably about choosing leaders, you know. So that is what Eagle FM has now been chatting on. And I know there are these sentiments that no, Eagle FM is a negative word, Eagle FM is what, which I somehow disagree. And I think those are just people who are not comfortable with the information being shared or with other people not learning. So that's why we continue. We just want to change and tweak information session and enable more people from Zambezi, Kavango, to the central north, to Kunene, to the south, to participate in economic conversation. Ask all the crazy, ask all the dumb question, ask all the right question. I keep telling people that I'm one of the person who ask dumb questions. I'm very annoying when I do not know, when I do not understand something. I ask because I want to keep improving and I want to keep growing. That is the main aim also Eagle FM is here. We want to facilitate a conversation among ourselves. So we learn, so we ask questions, and we give lectures that we think that can enable us to do better as leaders, as entrepreneurs, and as consumers. And as for today, we are also going to touch on this new wave of information sharing. And something that I am appreciating at the highest level, because there is a change in how we are approaching conversation now in Namibia. There is a change now in Namibia, how we are approaching information. You know, like for the past 2 years or 3 years, we have held more seminars and conferences and talk shows around the country. And that is so beautiful. That is like literally one of the biggest achievements I can say of maybe of Tate Kulahage, like about his legacy, that during his time, his tenure, we have held more economic talk shows and conferences and seminars more than I have seen. Now, and that is so beautiful. That is great because the Namibian nation is not informed. And I want to be specific. The Namibian nation is not informed on economic and entrepreneurship and investment matters. It's not. And that's why I'm saying I'm proud, I'm happy to make this observation or to arrive at this observation where we are now starting to talk to each other, attend conferences and seminars and share information. You know? So beautiful people, are we appreciating the seminars and the conferences and the talk shows and the likes of Eagle FM who are annoying you with conversation? Are we doing that? And more importantly, the question I want to ask today, are we listening to these conferences, to these seminars? Are we attending? And when we are attending, are we listening to change our mindset on how to build the economy, to change our mindset on how leadership and governance and ethics and everything that we didn't know. Are we listening? That is the key question. Beautiful people. You know, something that excited me is that at the Ongwediva Trade Fair, I saw Letsego has joined the financial literacy of the Minister of Finance. And one of the most beautiful and unique thing apart from what MTC is doing is that Letsego are holding something there, a daily seminar on budgeting, investment, and the basic things about financial. That is one of the most beautiful thing about the trade fair that I saw at a personal level. And I even reached out to them, just I wish we could partner up even together with Eagle FM. It's one of the most beautiful things I've seen at the Ongwediva Trade Fair, or I've had, that there is going to be a small seminar every day where they talk about financial matters and investment and risk-related things, where you as a teacher, you as a nurse, you as a farmer, when you are going to go trade fair to go buy your maungu, to go buy your traditional food like me, you visit their stall and ask your basic question that, can I buy a car with this type of salary? Like, to me, that was one of the most beautiful things I have seen, which is going to happening at trade fair. Why am I saying this? Our people are not informed on basic risk matters, on interest rate, on report. They are not informed. So that's why I love the fact that we are now changing the way we inform and we are communicating. More seminars and more conferences. And because most of these things are happening in Windhoek, is when I celebrated, when I saw something like this for a whole week happening in Ongwediva Trade Fair. So before you go have your beer there, you just go and listen and ask your damp, very interesting, whatever question, man. I'm using that word because you are so afraid to ask questions, you think they are dumb. That's why I'm saying it. And I don't want you to be afraid. Go and ask, can you buy a house with that salary of yours? Can you afford a loan? You know, go and ask those type of questions, because we were not given such type of question at school. And more importantly, are you listening? Are you listening? Is the key question. Are you listening? Is the key question. Beautiful people. Let us try to answer that question at the highest level. So many conferences, so many seminars. I wanted to evaluate, did you become a better person now? In economic understanding, in governance, in ethics, in environmental studies, how to handle your village, climate matters. Have you became a better person? Did I become a better person? Am I working better? Am I making better decisions? Beautiful people. We should have a conversation. Let us talk. Let us talk. Let us have a conversation. Let us have a difficult one. So that when we are going to these conferences, like I can name a few. We just came from the oil conference. One was in Windhoek. Another oil conference was held in at the coast. There was two or three conferences in Luderd. Like in Windhoek, almost every weekend, every week there's a seminar, there's a conference. In Ongwediva, there's going to be another conference in trade fair, the tech conference. There are so many conferences and seminars that are taking place in Windhoek. I was reading, I think at Nkurunguru at Rundu, there is a youth and entrepreneurship sort of conference where I think the PUTU youth ministry is going to give a seminar. You know, so many conferences and seminars that are happening in Namibia. I want us now to reflect. What do we supposed to be getting out of it? And are we listening to one another? Beautiful people. Conferences, to conferences, to seminars all over the country. You know, the organizers are doing a great work. Those with information that they've studied something or have done observations are coming out to share their information and to make a presentation and to talk to us. The key question still I want us to ask ourselves today as we go to another conference is, are we listening for changes? Are we learning? Are we implementing? Are we gathering? Are we taking notes? Because we can't be having so many conferences and seminars like we are. And you tell me that you work in a certain government, you work in a certain ministry, you work at a certain university, you work at a certain bank or at a certain asset manager or at a certain regulatory authority, and you do not know what is happening in Namibia and the new insights that can assist you to do better at your job, but to improve or to build better. You can't tell me that you as an entrepreneur, you are still producing things that the market are not consuming. But we have been interviewing Emily Abraham on Eagle FM almost daily. We have spoken to Tangeni. We have told you where their conferences are going to be, their seminars and their information session. No, I would disagree. If you do not listen to Eagle FM, I do know, like institution, like agronomic board, like they've been all over the country. And I think recently they have been in Swakop to talk about banana plantation. And I think in the first week of September, they are somewhere around Tumeb to talk about potatoes and other things, like information session. You cannot tell me that you as a farmer, you as a potential farmer, you are not improving on how you do your farming. There is no way, unless you are not listening and paying attention and taking note. Because there are those institutions, there are those individuals that are willing to be all over the country to share the information with you. You cannot tell me that you work in the Ministry of Agriculture as a technocrat, as a facilitator of things, and you do not know what the community are complaining about when it comes to the drought distribution initiative that you have. No way. There is no way. So colleagues, the seminars, the conferences, the talk shows, the information sharing are happening. Are we listening? Are we learning? Are we taking notes? Are we improving? Are we getting better at being better entrepreneurs, at being better investors, being better consumers, and being better technocrats and administrators of our economy? Are we doing better? You know, we should ask that question. Look, I'm not going to lie and tell people that I'm an educated person. Because a lot of people assume when you talk this, they think you're educated. No, I'm going to put it straight out there to say, I'm not educated. No, I'm just paying attention to the conferences, to the seminars, and to the reports, and to the information sharing. I'm learning, I'm reading from those materials. Yes, I'm reading because I'm a researcher. I'm supposed to read, I'm supposed to understand better, I'm supposed to give insight and put them in such a format. But you are saying you are an entrepreneur in agriculture. You are an entrepreneur in plumbing, you are an entrepreneur in green whatever. So are you listening to these conferences and seminars for your personal growth and for your enterprise growth? Because there are people sharing valuable insight for you to learn something. I want us to have a conversation because we are wasting precious time and resources to hold the seminar. There is, okay, today, actually, is it today or tomorrow? There is another green hydrogen conference, the big one in Namibia. What are you going to do there? Are you going to show up just for the sake of it and talk to your friend and go post? I'm seeing now a lot of posts. Attended the green hydrogen. Is that what we are doing it for, or we are learning? Like in this hydrogen matter, there is so much that we are not understanding. A lot of people are disagreeing that is it even feasible? How are we going to do this? But the conferences and the seminars are happening all the time about this. Why don't you now go and ask? Why don't you send your friend and ask? So that's why I'm saying that are we listening at all? Because you will hear the same people complaining and not believing and not acting upon certain things despite the conferences and seminars and the consultation being done. So the key question is, are we listening? And that's why you have leaders, when you tell them that people are hungry somewhere, they will tell you, no, that is a lie, it's media propaganda. Then you just look at them. Are you reading the statistics? Did you read the national census? Do you understand the population dynamics? Do you know that we have issued an emergency? You know, then you get to understand that we are not listening to act, to do better, to grow, and to act differently, and to innovate and to solve problems. We are just doing and wasting time of those who are organizing, and those who are facilitating, and those who are sharing. As I said at the beginning, it's very, very happy to see the progress we have made as a country in terms of information sharing. I'm loving it. We are blending from just press release, but now we are holding conferences. We are now holding seminars to educate and to inform better. Even though it's still being done in English, it's okay. We are gradually getting there. So we need now, I'm now talking to me and you, who's supposed to attend, who's supposed to learn, who's supposed to act and do different and build better after listening and after being educated. And if it was possible, I think by now I should have 5 certificates for attending conferences and seminars, and I can comfortably say I have learned something. So give me my diploma, because I have attended the 5 of these on energy, on water, on what? So beautiful people, are we listening? And are we acting on this information? Because I truly think we are complaining regarding the cost of education in Namibia. And I'm one of them. Because I do know a certificate and a diploma is very expensive. Even now this week, I'm thinking there was a training which is being offered by an institution for just a week. And it will cost you $9,500 just for a program, you know, just to get trained. So education is very expensive. The formal education is very expensive. But I've realized that there are so many seminars and information sharing that you can attend and you learn so much. I remember attending one potato thing with, somewhere around Tumeb there. And from there, I'm speaking about cultivars. You know, I'm speaking about all the pH, the soil pH, the agronomic related matters and understanding your soil. You know, I'm speaking in such a language, just attending that seminar, being taken to a farm and shown, touching the soil and just listen. So what is your reason for not learning and improving your skill set and improving your understanding of your economy and your country and your people when so much information is being shared? And this is to so many leaders, because you listen to so many leaders and you just wonder, like, dude, where are you living? Why are you so misinformed? Why are you talking about things that are not happening? Like, why are you so ignorant? So it's the leaders who need to listen and attend these seminars also. And I said this before, that politician, I'm urging you, when you are going to attend a seminar to open it official, I want you to stay and listen and learn. Because you politicians, I'm sorry to say, you guys know nothing in many circumstances. You are so misinformed in many certain things that are happening in the Namibian economy. Because you come and you give a speech and you go. And that's why I said also that I do appreciate in many circumstances when I attended something where Mayor Lucia Ipombo is there. She always stays until the end. I have observed her a couple of times, and she always stayed there until the end. Listen to others giving speeches, listening to us complain, she stayed there. And I truly appreciate it. But many, many, many of our ministers, maybe it's because they are old or they have a lot of team that are working for them, these colleagues, they will come and give a speech at the hydrogen they live. Then tomorrow we expected them to make policies about hydrogen when they know nothing. I'm sorry. Like some of them, dude, you have no idea about some of these new novel sectors. Attended the conference, attended the seminar and learn also. So that when you are going to parliament, so that when you are going to cabinet, you improve your debate and your information regarding certain sectors and certain motions. But these colleagues, they come, they give their speech, and they will go. And stop that, stop the minister, let him attend. Let him attend, let him learn. Because he will go to parliament to discuss, oppose, disagree, and agree on these matters. I expect him to have the basics about this thing. But these G's, they will come with the room will be empty because they come a lot. They are followed by 10 people at a conference. Then as soon as the minister gives a speech, the whole team leave. You know, then you're just like, okay, cool. You are a policymaker, especially if you go in parliament. You need to be well informed. That's why you guys are there disagreeing on issues. Why? Because you have little understanding of those. You are not well informed about the circumstances of your people because you don't listen. You don't attend the seminars. You do not attend the conferences. So this is the same things to so many of us that are in agriculture, that are in mining, that are in art. Have we attended the mining conference to understand even the mining license, the type of things or maybe assistance that are available? Because in many circumstances, we are just complaining, but the information could be there that there could be a fund that assists you as a miner. There could be equipment that are given as a miner, but because we are not attending conferences and seminars and information sharing, we want to know about it. So we will come to Eagle FM to complain. You know, so we have to learn. We have to adopt this new approach that I'm appreciating and I'm loving, that now the information is being shared. The information is being shared. You know? And what do we use the information for is now key. It's now key. Like, are we listening to learn, to acquire knowledge, to make decisions, to improve our product and services, to make better rules and policies, or are we just attending physically, not getting anything? So we have to come at the point as a country to understand that whatever we are looking for in terms of the insight, in terms of learning, and in terms of capacity building, I know sometimes it's not going to be given to us by people saying, come, all of you want to be trained on what? These seminars are happening every day. You know, like again in September, the pitch event is happening where the Namibian angel investors are again inviting entrepreneurs. And if you do not know about how to pitch, you can go there for free and learn as an upcoming entrepreneur. You can go there and learn and listen. What important is that, are you going to listen? Are you going to listen? Because how come we are still a country? I mean, how come we are still at this stage when the information sharing has become so much? You know? And that's why sometimes I do understand people who say, you guys are so quick to post a death of somebody, a truck that overturned. But when it comes to seminars, information sharing and others, you guys are not posting. You can see that still there is still, we are still very far in understanding how training and how to access information. We are given now the digital tools, but we are not educating each other. But we are the country and the economy that need to be educated so much. So I do understand how far we are in understanding how we can leverage the infrastructure that are available and the IC tools that are available, especially the online matters and the digital newspapers that are reading and sharing the information.
that we can actually learn. And that's why I tell people, I tell my team that I truly don't care about announcement of whatever, whatever. No. What I care about is that what we are sharing and what we are reporting on, is it educating a Namibian to be better? To be better, whether it's going to be at the governance, whether it's going to be at the entrepreneurship, whether it's going to be at the manufacturing. Is it about sharing or a market that is available that the Namibian people can take advantage of? That is all I care about. Anything else? No, what we have achieved, what somebody died. Somebody will die. For me, that is not really a concern. But my concern is that we are at the level where we are complaining about poverty and hunger and inequality, but the information we are giving our people is what? It's garbage. You because we expect somebody from Europe to come and solve inequality and hunger. We are being given information through seminars and conferences on what we can do, where we can go, the assistance we can get, the training we can get, the books we need to read. That is how you alleviate poverty or solve inequality or build enterprises. But we are not sharing that information. Then we come back and say, people are hungry, no kongwati. People are going hungry, no kamatapati. 800 have died, no maeke. 900 have died, no angwena. We are so loud to tell who died of what. But we are not so loud to say the conference on hydrogen, the conference on oil, the conference on entrepreneurship, the conference on digital marketing, the conference on handling risk, the conference about investment is happening in Tradefe. We are not so loud to tell our people where they can go and learn and acquire the necessary information to upgrade their livelihood. We are not. But we are so. So the question is, we are not listening at all. Because if we are listening, by now so many opportunities on the oil and gas will be spreading all over left and right. But I don't know if we just attended maybe for our own consumption and things like that. But yeah, for those who attended and they have listened and they have learned and they are going to improve, I appreciate them. But to me and you, education is very expensive. But I think there is a lot of free education happening. There is a lot of free education happening on procurement, on how to bid, on how to do what. Just read, my G. Just read. Just go attend the conference. Go attend the seminar. And maybe I will understand people who are saying that these things are happening far from me. But you have a whole week going to trade fair. Go pick up the information. You know, I was at the trade fair, I think it was last year. So I bought a bag. I bought a bag. And because I was looking for financials of many companies, I was learning. And because I love reading company strategies, because you get to learn a lot of the direction where they are going and maybe there are opportunity for you. So I bought my bag, and my bag was mostly filled with with institutions' annual strategies. Annual, so I go read where I can find opportunity, because that is my market. That is where I benefit. That is where I make money. So I went to collect such because I need to learn more about that. Now, you, when you are going to Ngwediwa Trade Fair, apart from you going to support your friends and all the entrepreneurs out there, please, you have to spend some money. Please, you should. What else are you going to do there? What information are you going to collect? What opportunity are you going to learn? Beautiful people. Let us have a very difficult conversation, because information is being shared. But the consumption of the information, I don't think is there. So then, what the decision do we make when, because I think we, the country, are so confused in such a manner that we do not know where it start. Because the information is being given about the farming potatoes. Leslie and others are circulating, and Emily are all over the place talking about farming
and other things, giving the information, giving the raw material. But I don't think many of us know that it starts with the raw material, which is called information, insight and market intelligence on a certain product. That is the raw material we need if we are going to be entrepreneurs. So it starts with such market intelligence being provided at the conferences and seminars, information session and talk shows. Then you now take that market intelligence about market gap about a certain product and go check if you can use it to start your business or to run your business better or to run and to govern your community better, because everyone is included. And I'm repeating this. I think we as a country are confused. We do not know where to start. We do not know where to start. That's why now people do not want to listen to conferences and seminars and talk shows. No. But they are forgetting that the market intelligence about food insecurity in Namibia, you need to get it. The type of product that the Namibian people eat, you need to get it from a seminar conference. Otherwise, what are you going to produce? What are you going to supply? How are you going to come up with laws and policies that enable the production of what is required if you haven't listened and comprehend the insight which was given at the conference? So I think listening to these events might be one of the greatest things that we are undermining. Because I attended the housing session one day and I was like, yo, once you listen to the people who understand the housing dynamics and the statistic behind and all the process and the system behind, you will get to realize like, yo, it's very, very difficult supplying even 3 houses in Namibia. Because you get to understand all of the dynamics. If you listen, if you attend a seminar on such, beautiful people, we need to have a conversation, a difficult one, about where it should begin and how we can utilize the improvement and the new movement in information sharing, especially economic and raw material or raw market intelligence about ourselves and the population dynamics about who we are and how we can take advantage of them to build better, you know?
And that's why it's so very important that in our seminars and conferences, information sharing and talk shows, we speak the language that people get to understand, or we speak the type of English that people get to understand. You know, when you go to this green hydrogen conferences and mining conference and others, and people are just speaking certain terms and they are just speaking like they're in some lecture halls, you know. So to the organizers and the facilitators, I think I do appreciate, I don't think, but I truly do appreciate the fact that you guys are doing great work. Conferences and seminars are happening in Namibia. Information sharing is happening in Namibia in a different era. I just now wanted to add this piece to the literature that Namibians are not used to consuming information in the way that is being presented and that the platform we are presenting. And that's why I told one of my friends today, these people are going to talk to the people they talked to before. Because the same people at the oil conference and the same people are going to attend the hydrogen conference. The rest of us are not going because we are not used to such a way of information being presented. We are only doctorate to go to school to get that information, but not to go get it from a seminar. You see, that is another problem that we face. We are so doctrine or structured that go to school and learn. But nobody's telling us that go and attend a symposium, go and attend a conference and learn. Nobody told us that. So that's why now we are not going to those things. They are even very fine window. They take it so far. So now we have excuses. Because we do not know if they are learning ground. We do not know if they are learning platform. We were only told to go to school to learn. We don't know if people can learn from less seminars, pitch events, from radio program. We do not know. Because we are structured only to go to school if we want to learn about something. And again, many of us who are still going there, We just put on a beautiful suit and take pictures and say, oh, I was at the conference. We take pictures with the famous people, with the minister of who. But I don't care about what you do after the seminar, whether you take pictures or not. But I still want you to listen. I still want you to leave that conference as a changed person in terms of how you handle our businesses, our economic and our structures and our policies, and how you handle Namibia. Because so much information is being shared at these conferences about our country. But how are we moving forward? What are we doing to improve and to do differently is the key question. All of us from across sectors, we need to learn and consume new information about our economy and how we can build better. And I do understand how difficult it is to go to school and acquire a new degree, a new certificate or a diploma that details so that it can position you better on the economic building that we seek. So the best we can do is to take advantage of these many seminars. Because UNAM, NAST, IUM, and no vocational are offering hydrogen courses or oil and gases courses that are based on Namibian literature yet. None of them that contain Namibia in any of the books that are being used. So it is very important for you to go attend the seminars on these new sectors, because there is no degree in Namibia yet that include the Namibia information. So that's why it's very, very important, if you're going to attend any of this seminar, to learn and to listen and to capacitate yourself or to position yourself how you can use this information, whether you're a policymaker, an entrepreneur, or an investment manager. Because where will you get it? Where will you get it? You can't go anywhere and learn about the new sectors about Namibia, because they didn't talk about Namibia. The Namibian conditions are different. So for you to fill that gap of information missing about Namibian new industry, go attend the conferences and seminar. Go get this new information about people who are in the desert in there looking at things. Beautiful people. Look, how we've been wired to function in the Namibian economy is very, very interesting. And yes, it is interesting in a sense that we were just told to go to school to do this, go to school to do that. But now things are changing. New information is being provided from different platforms. Maybe the only missing link is that, are we listening at this different platform? Because nobody's beating you. Nobody's giving you a pen and a paper to write down. Maybe that is where the difference is. That are you listening? Are you paying attention to acquire the information that can put you in front of others who are not attending? So let us ask ourselves. So let us ask ourselves as a country. Which is at the path or in a journey to improve everything, manufacturing, leadership, innovation, and trade. We need to learn. We need to understand how things work. So that's why now I'm saying that it's very, very important for us to attend the conferences and the seminars that is giving us this type of information. And when we get that, we need to listen for comprehension. We need to listen for us to change. We need to listen for us to do better. We need to listen so that we can be connected to manufacturers, so that we can be guided to those who are doing it differently, so that we can listen to stories of those who are successful. You know? But it seems like are we listening now? Because if we are listening, why are we then contradicting ourselves? Why are we not agreeing? Because
when you have only one company exporting to Africa, when you have only two company, when you have only three company, when you have such a higher rate of mortality in your SMEs, when your startups do not develop anywhere, when your agricultural farmers cannot produce adequate living for their own village, when your own leaders keep failing at even simple task, when we the journalists cannot even report adequately on ourselves and our country. So it means that there is need for information session on different topics and for us to start listening and implementing and improving and consuming this to better ourselves. Especially many of us who cannot afford to go to school. A seminar is one day, a conference is 2 days, an information session is 1 day. You can take the day off from your hustle. Because I know many of us are working difficult jobs. And it's one of the excuses why we can't go to school and to get a new diploma, a new certificate. Okay, cool, I get it, great. But the conference are just 1 day. The seminar just 1 day. Why can't you go and get educated on matters that concern your industry? On matters that talk, look, because you live in a certain constituency that you want to do business and you do not even know the population size of that constituency, how are you going to deliver proper business to them? So we need to start using insight in our entrepreneurial journey. We need to start doing it in such a way. Because our entrepreneurship is not based on information. It's just because we say somebody's selling shoes, we also start selling. But there was a conference that he told that person that there is a need for shoes in Namibia, but he didn't go. Or the session, you did not consume the information. And again, we are not attending these conferences also to meet and say, but I sent you an email and not respond to it. But I did send you this proposal. I think we are not understanding the value of this getting together as policymakers and entrepreneurs and regulators and innovators. In the past, we barely meet ministers and regulators and policymakers. We barely. They stay in government park or in their fancy buildings. In the past, we barely meet the bankers and the financiers. You won't meet asset manager people anywhere. No, they are fancy people. They stay in hotels and, you know, but at these conferences is where you can meet them. It's where you can listen to them. That is where now it's very, very important for you to go and listen to what is being shared. So understanding the value of what you can derive or you can get from a conference and why listening to ourselves and why listening to ourselves is very, very critical in our journey to build a better Namibia is underestimated, is under, I think it's not respected so much. That's why we are going to conference where we are not listening to each other. We have now doctors and professors from our own universities who are giving the lectures. But because we were made not to listen to each other and to respect the information from our fellows, we don't listen. So that's why now it's very, very key for us to make a decision about the seminars and conferences and what we get from there. And more importantly, listening to one another. Because now we are just talking left and right at the seminars and conferences, but we are not agreeing on anything. If you go to the city of Windhoek versus community, if you go to a regulator versus the operators, the conversation is different. They are not. You know, and this is the most weird thing I have observed in Namibian at conferences. When we are debating in serious things, we are protecting each other. We are protecting each other left and right. And when we go outside, like, brother. Yeah, but we look at that thing. We don't want to communicate in such a honest manner. It seems like there is always a fight between among ourselves because we are not listening to one another at these conferences. Then what is the use of conferences and seminars if we are not listening?
What is the use? What is the use of conference if you are not listening? I am convinced that conference and seminars are very important. I'm learning a lot. But I think whenever they are hosted by our fellow Black or Namibian people, I think there's a tendency of not us listening. And again, when they are regulator versus operator, again, we are not listening to one another. We are not reaching a certain something. And again, when it's government official and the private sector, we are not listening to one another. Everyone just go there and glorify what their ministry, what their agency is saying. Everyone just go there to say what their company is doing. No listening to each other to reach common senses, a common consensus. But we are the age where we need to build better. We are the stage where we need to build better, right? Beautiful people. So, and if we are at that stage of building better, why are we not listening to one another then? Why are we not listening to one another if we are at that stage? As we keep saying that, and all of us have realized how far Namibia is in their development agenda. All of us are aware now. All of us are aware about the poverty, about the food insecurity, about everything. All of us are aware. But maybe I don't think we are aware of what need to be done. That for people to take action in terms of drafting policies, for people to take action within companies, within production line, within so many of the actors who are supposed to act, the first thing that they require is intelligence, market intelligence and economic intelligence and policy intelligence of what to do and how to act. And this is what you can get from a seminar and from a conference, because people are sharing how certain sector can perform better to increase productivity and to increase output. Now, if you are sitting in your ministry, even though you are given a task to enhance food security, but you never attended the seminar on how can we improve agricultural productivity, or in information sharing from the researchers, people who are involved in research are the people to listen to. We know you have your PhD and your degree, but these people are consistently evaluating and assessing market information, weather patterns and climatic patterns. They are consistently looking at cultivars, looking at yield of plant. And there is a conference and you are not going there, then there is something wrong with you. And that's why I also choose which conference that I should go to, because I have to choose who to listen to in terms of what benefit my industry and my work. Because I cannot be invited to an entrepreneurship conference or a seminar to somebody who is not even running a business. No. I'll put my observation to say that we are cognizant of the Namibian social issues and economic issues and stagnance. What we are not aware of. So are we? The question is that, are we aware of what is required at the basic level? Many of you run to say is capital. No. Just wait, because you need the wisdom, the entrepreneurial wisdom, to be able to utilize capital very well. And I know we want us to produce more, to add value, to do what, but do you have that economic wisdom on how to maneuver the different supply chain actors, the type of inputs, and also managing people. I think one of the seminar conferences I might start to attend is managing people, because it's one of the most difficult things. I truly can't. So I think we need to realize what is needed at the basic level so that we can start listening in our respective sector. The only sector which I'm not seeing so many conferences and seminars is the health sector. Yeah, I know they are going to have one, I think, in September, no, October, but there is nothing really much happening in the health sector. I don't hear so much seminar. Because we need to agree that, yes, we know the bad thing about the Namibian economy and the Namibian society. But what we are not aware of, what we do not have, is the type of wisdom at the sectoral level to make the changes. We are only have people. My boss say you only have bodies in certain positions that they can't move. So until they are equipped with the necessary information and knowledge, they will not do anything. We need to be aware and cognizant of that and being honest with it. We have a lot of bodies in certain structures. We have a lot of individuals in certain structures. But is the level of economic intelligence and economic wisdom and market intelligence that which is required, and leadership and governance and the facilitation which we need? And I'm saying we, I'm including myself. And I'm realizing that since many of us cannot afford the university to go acquire a different degree, how about we attend the conferences and seminars and we listen and learn? Because I am honest to say this, that I have attended a lot of conferences and they are very, very informative. Very, very informative. And I'm encouraging all those who attend them also to listen and to learn. That's why at the beginning I said, for those who perhaps meet me when they like, oh, you talk, you are the one, you sound educated. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not an educated person. But one thing I'm prioritizing is that there are now free seminars and conferences that can actually educate me and position me very well, not only in conversation, but also in understanding different sectors and what can be done going forward. So thus, I'm encouraging ourselves to start listening and paying attention to be able to do or to implement the necessary changes that are required in our economy. Because many of us, I know you have a diploma, I know you have a degree, I know you are a teacher, I know you are a nurse, I know many difficult people, because when they think they have now their diploma, they have their degree, if you say they are not well informed, they will feel like you are insulted. I'm here to remind you again, at the stage where the Namibian economy and the Namibian society is, we need new ideas and innovative ways. We need new leadership that understand the circumstances and able to move. Because understanding alone is not enough. Be able to think of a solution and to move forward is another key. So that's why now it's very important to consistently be informed about the Namibian society and the Namibian economy, the trade networks, and everything which is needed. And I'm saying most of these things are happening at the conferences and the seminars. And many of them are free. And given our reluctance to read, we are more of a listening nation. I urge we go and listen to one another and change our approach to the policies, to entrepreneurship, to financing, and to governance, and also to collaboration, and also to human capital management. Because I'm realizing that managing people is one of the things which is very important. I did not make it important back then, but I'm realizing how important to get the best out of your human capital. So it doesn't matter if you have a degree, diploma, a PhD that you got 10 years ago, 5 years ago. To keep listening and getting updated about your industry from these seminars and the conferences is very important. So we need to start listening to one another on these matters, because it's again a key to ensure we listen. It's again very important to ensure we listen with the purpose to implement, to change, to advocate better, to assist, and to move in the right direction and to position our country better. I'm no more attending sessions where people are discussing problems. I'm only realizing it now. I do not even want a meeting where we are just looking at the problems. I do not even want to hear about, this thing was never solved. I never want to hear about that. because that one I already knew. So I want to listen to any seminar, any conference, any information sharing, which is telling us how to improve anything, any sector. And I also urge all of us that cannot afford to go to vocational training center, to a college, to a university, to get a new diploma, a new certificate. These seminars can be, I'm telling you, they can be very, very important. Because you can even get the whole presentation of a guy and you can go study on yourself on your own at home. Imagine just on how to irrigate. And you are a very small farmer or somebody with a garden. Last week, me and my friend went to work from somewhere and he was rushing. He said, no, I have to go pass by a shop at, I think it was, what is the biggest mall in Windhoek? The other one in Windhoek. Now, to go in that shop, when we went there are four chairs and there is a man giving a small lecture on gardening and improving soil yield and things like that. And he can present it to anybody. All you have just to come and you see, whether you are alone or two, he will make a presentation. And he was giving good insight, like to tell us that, like now in Windhoek, there is no water. What type of fertilizer will you use? How will you treat this type of plant? Given the water, you know, it was so beautiful. And I'm realizing, like, this is a free lesson. I could just come every time and I will understand how to garden for free. And that's what I'm saying, guys, is the listening component. And it's our attitude toward learning that is just not about the university or the vocational or the secondary school. But at these conferences and mini seminars online and wherever, you can learn a lot to improve yourself and position yourself as a learner, as a student, as an employee, as a manager. And I've realized I have so much to learn on certain things as I progress, as I move forward. And conferences, seminars, information sharing are one of the key things that I'm putting as a priority in my learning journey, because they are cheap, they are free, and they are available. So beautiful people, we need now to listen. When you go to the seminar, to the conference, it does not matter if you're a headman presenting, because he might have a doctorate, a PhD. It doesn't matter who is presenting. When they know their things, let us listen to one another and learn and improve and act. We are so much fixated on what is happening, what is the problem. And we are not looking at the raw material which is required, which is actually the economic wisdom and the economic insight and the intelligence that we need to apply for things to change. So with that, colleagues, I thank you for choosing Eagle FM. Thank you for choosing us. For those who are listening via the app, thank you for downloading. For those who are listening via the website, thank you for streaming. And for those who still listen via the radio, man, thank you so much. And we hope to extend the frequency all over the country, especially through the radio. But nevertheless, the app is there. The website is there. Yes, it's just now the data that you have to work with. But also, the podcasts are available on our website. You can listen to the podcast if you miss any of our presentation. The main aim is not because people who work at Eagle FM are a prophet or anything. We are not expert, but we are here to invoke a conversation, to create a curiosity, and to facilitate the conversation among all of us so that we can work better for the Namibian economy. So with that, Naluvanda is ready for you to take over. Let us continue the conversation and build better. Have a good night.